Today, the State Board of Higher Education will decide whether to create a new public law school as part of the UMass system. The proposal has been controversial from the start. The Southern New England School of Law in Dartmouth has essentially promised to donate itself and its millions of dollars worth of land and buildings to UMass Dartmouth for the state's first public law school. Opponents say even still, the school would be too expensive to operate. We've invited two guests to speak with us about the pros and cons of the plan. The first is State Education Secretary Paul Revel, who supports the idea. We asked him to make the case.
To begin with, we have an extraordinary opportunity. We're one of very few, only a handful of states nationally that doesn't have a professional law school. We've got a world-class university, and this, if you will, is something that's missing from our portfolio and we'd like to do in due course. Now is a difficult time financially, and yet we have an extraordinary gift that's come forward to us from the Southern New England Law School that has real value and gives us a real opportunity. Having a public law school, I think, broadly speaking, there's the same argument for a public law school as there is for a public university. That is, an affordable, high-quality legal education is going to be made available to the citizens of the Commonwealth when they haven't had access to that in the past. And basically making the opportunity available to people who ordinarily wouldn't have a shot at it.
It was only 5 years ago that the State Board of Higher Education voted against a public law school in Massachusetts. What's changed?
Well, I think the times have changed. Of course, the politics have changed in terms of the way in which this sets up. It has to be said that there's enormous resistance, Bob, to this idea by some of the law schools who feel threatened by the availability of a highly accessible public law school. And that resistance was successful last time, has been less successful this time. I also think the case has grown. I mean, the interest in this area is up. The stature of the university has steadily increased over that period of time. There's now a strong commitment at various levels in the Commonwealth to seeing this kind of opportunity be made available to our students.
Opponents say in order to bring a new law school up to a standard that will allow it to gain law school accreditation that this law school doesn't have right now, the UMass system, or the state, will have to subsidize the school to the tune of millions of dollars each year beyond the money that's taken in through tuition and fees. Respond to that.
We don't see that. Our analysis of the numbers, and this has been probably the most heavily vetted proposal that's come before the UMass Board and the Board of Higher Education because of all the opposition attention that's been focused on it. We see these numbers as adding up well. In fact, this law school will be able to get itself accredited and actually have a return on investment to the Commonwealth by way of returning tuition, as it will each year in and year out, and build up a bit of a surplus over time. So I think the financial assumptions that exist in this law school are solid. It's important to keep it in proportion. As the president of the university has said, the total budget of this law school is smaller than the budget of some of the bookstores in the University of Massachusetts. So it's a relatively small program.
State Representative Jim Maselli doesn't buy that argument. Maselli opposes the law school plan, so we asked him, since 44 other states have public law schools, why shouldn't Massachusetts have one too?
Because this is fiscally, it's an insane proposal. I'd like to give you a little background first. I was sitting in an elder affairs meeting, and they were talking about the shortfall as far as nursing homes are concerned.
The budget shortfall.
Very serious. They're using powdered milk, things of this nature. And I said that morning, why are we cutting back here, and yet we've got this bunch of cheerleaders trying to promote a law school which we can't afford?
So for you, it's all about the money. The state simply can't afford it.
Right. At another time, if the money were there, I probably wouldn't utter any opposition. But even in fiscal good times, with the math they're using, it is insane.
So what you're saying is you don't believe the claims by proponents that the law school will pay for itself.
Not only don't I believe it, there's substantial evidence to prove that their numbers are way out of whack. Dean Velvo up at the Mass School of Law here in Andover, he runs a very affordable law school. I think the tuition is about $15,000 a year, but he's not ABA certified and makes no pretense at striving for certification. And his argument has been, you have to spend $35,000 to $38,000 in order to put together an ABA-certified path. And they're going to charge, I think it's $23,000, so there's a shortfall to begin with.
All right, let me summarize to make sure that I have it correctly, Representative. Your argument is that a $25,000 tuition proposal, which might be what's charged at a Massachusetts public law school, would not cover the costs of bringing the law school up to the standards that would get it certification or accreditation from the American Bar Association,
right,
and that the state would have to kick in, by your estimates, $14,000 or $15,000 more per student in order to get there.
This school says they're on a fast track for ABA certification. It's never going to happen with that tuition.
That was State Representative Jim Miceli. Before him, we heard from State Education Secretary Paul Revel. Secretary Revel said he expects that the law school proposal will be approved in today's vote by the State Board of Higher Education. If it is, the turnover of the Southern New England School of Law to UMass Dartmouth would happen almost immediately.